Welcome, everybody. This is Mordechai Plotzker.
Welcome to Sharon Joined Hashem. So tonight's share is a recap on Parshas Lech Lecha. So much to be said about Av Hamon Goyim, Avraham, the leader, the founder of not just Yiddishkeit and Judaism as Eved Ivri, as he was known, Me'ever HaNahar, but also as the rest of the world recognizes that he was the founder of all religion and monotheistic beliefs. We begin with the understanding. So actually, there's a beautiful Ramban that's very critical of Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim. I know that I said beautiful and critical in the same sentence, but I just wanted to explain the Kedushas Levi on this because that's really where I was going to head off at the pass. You know, the Ramban, as we all know, says Masa Abba Simla Banim, that the actions of our forefathers are precedent for the future. And so as a result of Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim because of the famine, Yaakov Avinu was forced to go down as well. And so the Kedushas Levi explains that there is some positive in this, and that is that wherever Klal Yisrael ended up walking, they felt this Chus Avos, the Klipos, the Kedusha of Avraham Avinu was transferred into the next generation or so. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, we feel the connection to our Avos, to the Nevi'im, and to all of the Tanayim, Amorayim, the Savrayim, and Balei Tosfos that graced Eretz Yisrael with their feet. And so whenever we walk in Eretz Yisrael, we feel that connection. There's, as they say, the Gemara says that Avir de Ara Machkeme, the Avir de Eretz Yisrael Machkeme, that when we walk in Eretz Yisrael, we feel we are smarter. And that's because we have that special Ruach. So I just wanted to compliment the two elements and to see the positive and the negative. But I wanted to just focus firstly on disagreement, because so much about what we need to do in our own day and age is rooted in the need for greater forms of ahavas chinam and lesser forms of simas chinam. The pasuk says that vayi riv v'miknei Avram v'miknei Lot v'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev v'aret, that there was a disagreement between the servants of Avram and Lot, and the Kanani was strengthened, and so were the Parizi in the land. So they were strengthened. So Rabbi Nachman brings down that read it differently. The pasuk could have been twofold. It could have been two psukim. But here is, they make me have and they make me load, period. And the Kanani and the Parizi, they became stronger in the land. The fact that it's all in one pasuk indicates to us that if we take the word Kanani, we could break it up and say Kan Ani. Here is Anias. Here is destitution. Why? Because there is disagreement between two parties. And whenever there's disagreement between two parties, since each party is trying to prove themselves right and the other one wrong, then that creates, you know, it just consumes too much time. And it's also true when a person's working on documenting evidence, you know, if there was any wrongdoing in the workplace, or if a person's, you know, just the whole point of proving yourself is very consuming. Not that there's anything wrong with doing so, but it is something that takes away from your kochos and strength that could be employed elsewhere. And that's the reason why it says, Zakani Bapizi, Az Yoshevarez, that they became stronger, Az, they became stronger as a result of Kan Ani, as a result of this destitution that resulted from Vahi Riv, they make Avram, they make Lot, because of the disagreement between the Miknei Avram, between the servants of Avram and Lot. And so that's point number one. Point number two is from suspicion to blessing. I wanted to just focus on this pasuk that only has five words, and we say it's right before Shishi and Lech Lecha. It says, "Amin b'Hashem v'yachshvel tzedaka," that Avraham Avinu trusted in Hashem, and that it should be for tzedakah. So the question is, like, what is exactly does this mean? The "Amin b'Hashem" could have been the end of the pasuk. "V'yachshvel tzedakah" doesn't really seem applicable to the pasuk at all. It doesn't seem to resonate well. Why does the Torah include these three words, and what do they mean? So the Rashi brings down that Avraham Avinu was concerned that after he has children, they may lose, God forbid, Eretz Yisrael, but what is going to keep them, what's going to keep Klal Yisrael intact is the schus of the karbanos. Today we don't have karbanos. It's our tefillos. Akoko Yaakov, Ayidayim Yidei Esav. When we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we connect, and through that connection, we will always have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's listening ear, Bez Hashem. Next is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that explains this pasuk completely differently. He says Avraham Avinu was mamin that he's going to have a tzaddik. He's going to have a child, right? So because of Amin B'Hashem, he trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says that you should go out like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seabed. Can anyone count it? If you go to Coney Island Beach, you start picking up sand and counting it. Avraham was literally counting stars, right? And he was counting the sand. And Hashem says, no, you'll be here forever. You can't do things like this. I'm just trying to show you as an analogy how great your children will be, how numerous they will be. And the messaging over here is that, yes, he was going to have a son. He trusted that he was going to have a son. But Avraham Avinu was concerned. What will my son be like? Will he be a Yishmael who may not follow in my footsteps and walk away? Or will he be Kibi Yitzchak Yikol HaHazar? Will he be somebody who will follow in my footsteps? As we say later on, Eli told us, Avraham, Holid is Yitzchak, that the Kedushas Levi brings down that the word Holid and the word Tolda means effort. It means Pu'ula. It means effort. So the effort that one puts into another and the effort that is a vice versa relationship where that person who received also gives back, that's what we refer to as toldos. And that's what Avraham Avinu was most interested about. And we see that when he says, Vayechshev lo tzedakah, I trust that you're going to give me a child. Vayechshev lo tzedakah, let it be, Vayechshev, that it should be for tzedakah, meaning a tzaddik, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. So it should be a tzaddik. This is a very powerful midah because Avraham Avinu wasn't just looking for any son. He was looking for someone that would follow in his footsteps and be a tzaddik. And the last is where the clincher is the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says that you only find the word Vayashreh three times in the Torah. One over here, second by Tamar and Yehuda Vayashreh Lezona, that she was suspected of infidelity. And the last is by Chana and Eli Vayashreh Lishikora, that Chana was suspected of being a drunkard because we know from the story that she was davening to Hashem, but she was davening a stiller Shemoneh Esrei. She taught us how to daven a stiller Shemoneh Esrei, which is a quiet Shemoneh Esrei, meaning up until that time, everyone was davening out loud. And when she started to herself, Eli suspected that she might have been drunk. How in the world is she whispering? Why is she whispering to herself? Nowadays, everyone whispers to themselves because they have Bluetooth and nobody knows what anyone's saying, if they're saying something or they're not saying something. It's a lot easier to have a conversation with yourself, you know, because of technology. But in those days, they didn't have Bluetooth, obviously, so that's where Eli was suspect. And as a result of this suspicion, Yatsu Melachim came out of Tamar Yehuda. We have Malchus Beis Yehuda. And as a result of the suspicion, when it came to Chana, and Eli, she ended up having a son. Chana's husband was Elkanah, and Elkanah and Chana ended up having a son named Shmuel. And Shmuel was arguably one of the greatest of the Nevi'im, as we say on Friday night. Right? Moshe, Aaron, the Kohanah, Shmuel, the Kodesh Shemot. Shmuel is almost, he's equatable to Moshe, Aaron, and all the Kohanim on one side of the fence. Shmuel, the Kodesh Shemot. Shmuel, Davin. Shmuel was honest, he was upright, he was, as Chazal said, Yiftach B'doro, Kishmuel B'doro, that some we all get the leaders we deserve, right? In the generation of Yiftach, the God, he was a brute, he was a tough guy. He didn't have the personality of a Shmuel Hanavi. But the people were very lucky to have someone as a leader like Shmuel. And that, so therefore, sometimes, I know this is election season, so we're looking at the ballot box soon. And of course, Sheer Enjoyment does not advocate for any particular candidate. But we can always say with some form of confidence that we always get the leaders that we deserve. So if we're not happy with whatever leader we end up getting, it's also a reflection on ourselves. We have to do better. And then when we do better, hopefully our leaders will do better and they will represent a better community and be a more upright. And that's what we have to strive for. So when we look back at this pasuk, we understand the power that is emblematic in the messaging. And so that's point number two. That's the min b'ashem v'yachshev l'tzedakah. So the bracha is that when someone is suspect, and, you know, a couple sometimes suspect, oh, where are the car keys? Where's this? Where's that? Where are my glasses? And they accuse one another. Children sometimes do it among themselves with siblings. So the way I try to be mechadesh on this is to say that if you're a suspect of somebody, you should give them a bracha. So I always train my girls, they should give each other brachas, and they do that. It's very cute. But the real ultimate bracha is that we should have Zara Chaya V'Kayama, because that's exactly what Avraham Avinu was wishing for. That Min B'Hashem, V'Yachshev HaTzedakah, let the tzedakah happen now, which is a child. Avraham Avinu had the Agal Shemecha, the Ebracha, he had everything. But when it came to children, he had money and fame, but he didn't have anyone to give it over to. So the messaging of suspicion or the outcome of suspicion is that we should bless one another, that we should have children that live happy, healthy, long lives, and that they should be a source of tremendous yishnachas for all of us. I see we're out of time, but I wanted to share with you one additional thought. It's a thought that I wrote up a while ago. I heard a shir many years back from Rabbi Eli Mansour. Just wanted to share with you one thought if you have another few minutes, and it's as follows. We know that it says in the Pasuk, after 4 and 5 kings, Avraham Avinu runs down to fight in this battle. Why? Because you would think that, you know, he's an older man already. You know, he doesn't have to run into battle to save his nephew Lot. There's a lot of other nephews that you could find. There's a lot of family members. But he goes to rescue Lot. And the reason being, not just because he's family, but rather because Lot carries the Zera of Mashiach. We know that from Lot, we ended up having an Eglon. And from Eglon, we ended up having a Balak. And from Balak, we ended up having a Rus, right? So we know that Lot, being the son of Haran, was the progenitor of Malchus Beis David. So Avraham Avinu had to go down and rescue in order to bring Mashiach into the world. And Mashiach should come readily in our time. But there's another messaging over here. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin. He brings out bread and wine. Why specifically bread and wine? 3 explanations. First, replenish your strength. After battle, people were weak. So Avraham Avinu also needed to get some form of invigoration. Second, to reconcile that he had killed Kedorlaomer, Omer, which one of the kings who was a descendant of Shem ben Noach. And who is Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem? Melech Shalem is Rashi Tevos Shem, Shem ben Noach. Avraham Avinu sat down with a senior, someone who is 9 generations older than he was. And we know that Avraham Avinu was able to see Noach for 58 years. So he was able to transcend that time period. And then he spent a little time talking to Shem ben Noach. Also, it's interesting because Avraham Avinu sends his grandson, Yaakov, his anakel, to the yeshiva of Shem ve'Ever, which is, again, Shem ben Noach. So Shem lived a long time. And the messaging over here, so the third explanation is why bread and wine. Bread, we know, is very, the Gemara brings down in Shabbos, Kuf and Beis, that a person until 40 years of age, he should eat bread, and afterwards he should have wine. So what's the messaging over there? Why does it tell us this? Because when a person is young, right, there are 2 types of approaches to Limud HaTorah. First, I'll learn when I'm young, and when I get older, I retire, I'm not looking at this again. Second is that I will work when I'm young, and when I get older, I will learn. When I retire, I'll open up and start doing Daf Yomi. Usually, you have to wait until you're 65. So we know that bread is good when it's coming out of the oven, which means when you're young, when it's fresh, you should learn. And yayin means that when you get older in age, like yayin is gematria 70. So when a person gets advanced in age, that's when he should be learning as well. But Malki Tzedek was talking to Avraham Avinu on a different level. He was saying, Avraham Avinu, you're so busy doing chesed. When do you ever stop and learn? And Avraham Avinu turned to Malki Tzedek and asked him the same question, but in reverse. You're so busy learning. When do you ever do chesed? And so these 2 titans were going back and forth with each other, trying to figure out how to reconcile the need to both learn as well as perform chesed. We know that Avraham Avinu turned and said, wait a minute, olam chesed yibaneh, to which Malki Tzedek said, yes, but you still have to learn. So how do you do this? So Avraham Avinu refers to Yerushalayim as Bahar Hashem Yireh, and Malki Tzedek refers to it as Melech Shalem, the king of Salem. We take these 2 words and we put them together. Yireh Shalem. We don't say Yireh Shalem. So how do we get to Yerushalayim? How do we get to the Yeru? So if we take the Aleph and the Hey, which is 1 plus 5, we end up with a Vav, which is 6. And we insert it in place of the Aleph Hey, we get Yerushalayim. But we don't say that. We say Yerushalayim. So where do we get the Yud? We know that this Yud shall, Yeshiva shall Mala, the Yeshiva shall Mata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already developed the Beis HaMikdash prototype, Ashlishi, and just waiting for it to be transplanted back down here on earth. But there's a Yud that represents the Yeshiva, Shamata, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in Yerushalayim. But all of Eretz Yisrael is holy, of course. Yerushalayim, however, has a special unique significance because that's also Elon Morad, that's also where Har Abayah stands, that's where the Karbanos were. So Yerushalayim has a special significance, as well as other parts as well, but a unique significance to Yerushalayim. So we know that when we close out this discussion, we end up with Yerushalayim. Right? So we have Chesed followed by learning. So they both were able to fuse the 2 together. There's a pasuk that always comes to mind, Esakev Esachat Haseh Baboker, Esakev Esashani Taseh Ben Arbayim. that a person should bring kabbanos in the morning, as well as bring kabbanos in the afternoon, the Karban Mincha. So this is what we're saying as well, that a person has an obligation to learn in the morning, meaning in his early years, as well as his latter years. A person has also a dual obligation to perform acts of chesed in his early years, as well as in his latter years. And to keep this primary, this duality, this focus on both of these elements, this is how we are mekayim the haftacha of Shem ben Noach and Avram Avinu. We should be zocha to fulfill this mandate with a smile, with a geshmak, and with happiness. And again, to recap, we should limit machlokas because it takes away from our parnasa, and others end up getting stronger as a result. We should limit when we suspect others of wrongdoing, but if we do suspect someone, we should be more than forthcoming in providing a blessing that is not just simply any blessing, but rather a blessing of Zarachai Vakayama, that our children should have long, happy, and healthy lives, so that the children see what suspicion can turn into, which is a beautiful blessing. And of course, the finality of the discussion tonight of the duality of fusing both chesed together with learning, and that's what we see in the word Yerushalayim. I want to wish everyone bracha v'hatzlacha, a successful week, a week filled with mazel, gezun, hatzlacha, parnasa, nachas. This is Mordechai Platzker wishing you the very best, and God willing, Beth Hashem, we'll continue next week.